from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden right now signing legislation that will provide much needed aid to Ukraine and give billions to Israel and Taiwan. The $95 billion bill passed by the Senate last night, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
America sends a message to the entire world. We will not turn our back on you.
The bill also orders the Chinese owners of TikTok to sell the app within a year because of security concerns. Here's ABC's Selena Wang in Washington.
TikTok denies sharing data with the Chinese government and says it stores data in the U.S. But Senator Mark Warner says critics of the potential ban have not seen all the evidence.
At the end of the day, they've not seen what Congress has seen. They've not been in the classified briefings that Congress has held, which have delved into more deeply some of the threat posed by foreign control of TikTok.
ByteDance will have 9 months to sell the platform.
Lawmakers say TikTok constitutes a serious national security risk. Pro-Palestinian protesters continuing on college campuses. House Speaker Mike Johnson traveling to Columbia University today, speaking to Jewish students. At the U.S. Supreme Court, oral arguments are going on abortion access in the state of Idaho. Abortions are banned there to save the life of the mother, but not the health of the mother. ABC's Rachel Scott says doctors are caught in a confusing web of regulations.
Some of them have told us they are asking whether their patient is sick enough to be able to provide abortion care in some cases, and they face serious penalties if they do provide illegal abortions, including loss of license, fines, and even prison time in some cases. And of course, all of this is playing out in the backdrop of an election year where the Biden administration is hoping to use this issue to energize their voters.
The FTC moving to ban non-compete clauses that prevent workers from jumping from one job to another without a waiting period. Business groups are threatening to sue. You're listening to ABC News. The Mile High part of Denver, the Mile High City, needs to be adjusted just a bit.
A century ago, explorers and mapmakers would use visual observations and math to figure out the height of a place above sea level. But a new NOAA study based on GPS data shows those earlier estimates were off. One side effect, the Mile High marker on the steps of the Colorado State Capitol in Denver will have to be moved up two steps, the fourth adjustment since 1909.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan. School lunches won't be quite as sweet going forward. Department of Agriculture putting out new rules today for the first time, limiting the amount of added sugars in school lunches. New rules of the road for airlines.
If an airline cancels or significantly delays your flight, within 7 days, they will be required to provide an automatic refund to the credit card that you use to book it without you having to call or wait on hold or sort through digital paperwork or haggle with that airline.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg speaking this morning. Airlines have 6 months to begin complying. Boeing today announcing it lost $355 million in the first quarter of the year. It's been under a microscope after that door plug flew off a relatively new Alaska Airlines jet earlier this year. An Oklahoma man facing 12 years in prison in Turks and Caicos. Ryan Watson was arrested after officials found bullets in his luggage. A serious crime there. Ryan's family says they forgot about the ammo after a recent hunting trip. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.